Procrastinators are under pressure today as they try to decide which stereo or sweater or even fruitcake will be the perfect gift. Barry Schwartz is the author of The Paradox of Choice, Why More is Less. He says the proliferation of consumer goods can give even the best shopper an anxiety attack.
You go to buy a new cell phone and encounter 30 or 40 different models with 20 or 30 different faces and 25 or 30 different plans available, all of them in just one cell phone store. And then you go to buy a digital camera and face the how many megapixels and optical zoom, digital zoom, what brand, what software, does weight matter? I know what I do in situations like that is I escape and keep whatever I've had and decide it will serve me one more year.
You've identified two types and two different methods of making a decision.
We've distinguished people who are satisfied with good enough when they make decisions. We call them satisficers. From people who feel the need to have the best, we call them maximizers. The problem of having all this choice is particularly acute if you're a maximizer, because the only way really to know that you've got the best is if you've examined all of the alternatives. You can't possibly examine all of the alternatives with respect to anything of any consequence. And so the result is eventually you stop looking, you make a decision, and you're plagued with doubt that if you'd looked a little longer or gone to a different store, you'd have found something better than what you ended up with.
What about the satisficers?
What it means to be a satisficer is that you have standards of what's good enough. They're internal standards. You don't need to worry about what other people are doing. And you look for a cell phone or a digital camera that meets those standards, and as soon as you find one, you choose it and stop the search.
Well, clearly, this is the way to go. The satisficers can get on with their lives.
Even satisficers are really challenged by the amount of choice, but it's possible to cope if your standards are reasonable.
But choice is good, we're told, because it forces the makers to come up with a better product and a lower price.
That's absolutely true, and you've hit on a very deep part of the ideology of this country. You know, that ideology has governed this society at least since Reagan was president, and it's based on the following assumption. Some choice is good. There's no denying it. But if some choice is good, then it must be true that more choice is better. That piece of the assumption, I think, we're now showing to be false. Yes, some choice is good, but no, more choice isn't better, or at least isn't always better.
Is there counseling for this, for dealing with all these choices?
Well, one suggestion I make that seems sort of trivial is arbitrarily set a limit on how much you'll look. You'll go to two stores and no more and buy whatever is most satisfactory in those two stores, period. End of search, life simplified. Well, that's great, but in the short run, if you're a maximizer, it's torture. The hope is that as you do this more and more and realize the benefits in time freed up, stress reduced, anxiety reduced, it'll stop bothering you that if you'd gone to one more store, you'd have ended up making a better choice. But at the moment, there's no evidence that this is the sort of thing that can be fixed.
Well, thank you. I'm exhausted now.
Thanks, Bob. Right. Bye-bye.
Barry Schwartz is a professor of social theory and social action at Swarthmore College and author of The Paradox of Choice, Why More is Less.